Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Friday, May 27, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Indonesia extends aid worker visas. Believers join hands to help the region. A missionary aircraft crashes in Papua New Guinea, and an attempted mugging opens the door to share the gospel in Belarus. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Indonesia, where the government's going to let humanitarian aid groups remain in the disaster-hit areas until June 11th. Food for the Hungry's John Frick just got back from an assessment trip to the region. FHI, along with the sister city of Phoenix, Arizona, partnered to work on relief and development programs. As to how long they can stay, Frick says,
"The only impact so far that we've had for some of our expats is the challenge of getting a long-term visa. And not being able to do that, they have to leave the country and then come back on another tourist visa."
Frick says it's ministry, too.
"Several of the business and political leaders, we've come alongside and just developed relationships and demonstrated that we care for them. And again, their question, you know, why? Why are you doing this? That's the way Christ, when he walked on this earth, that's the approach he took. St. Francis of Assisi said, we're sharing the gospel, and at times we'll use words."
Meanwhile, officials at New Tribes Mission are thanking God for his watch, care, protection after one of their aircraft was damaged. The incident took place as the plane was landing at a tribal airstrip Wednesday morning. The good news is no one was injured. Only the pilot was on board the single-engine Cessna. He was delivering supplies to missionaries working with the Togo people in the mountainous region of Papua New Guinea. The cause of the damage isn't known, but the investigation continues. You're listening to Mission Network News. Gang members in Belarus got something more valuable than money recently. The gang tried to rob two members of the Jesus film team who were leaving an evangelistic meeting. Valery Tatyarsky tells us what happened through his interpreter, Sergei Zjedrik.
"We just managed to tell them that God loves people, that God has wonderful plan for this man. We told that man is sinful, that is why he cannot be happy, and that they need Christ."
Over the next 7 hours, the gang listened as the gospel was presented. The leader also asked that the evangelists return. In addition,
"We started to conduct teaching based on the experience that God gave to us. Такую тему для молодежи. And we suggested such a topic for youth. Как заниматься самообороной? How to defend yourself без оружия. Without any weapons or arms."
Next, riots and unrest in Ecuador have been an issue, but not a major problem for the Bible League. That's because they're working closely with national believers to distribute scripture and discipleship materials. The Bible League's John Wagenveld says nationals provide continuity that outsiders sometimes can't.
"When your whole strategy revolves around nationals who know their culture, their language, and their people, and their context much better, they're going to obviously weather the storms and the ups and downs of political instability."
God's word provides needed stability, and people are responding to the gospel, says Wagenveld.
"There is an incredible spiritual hunger. We are seeing lots of results, and people are reading the Bible, forming small groups, and even new churches are being started. So we pray that this movement of the Spirit will continue in spite of the political instability."
Pray for a peaceful government transition and that Bible League workers will continue doing effective work. And evangelist Sammy Tippett just returned from training Christians from a Creative Access Nation. Tippett, who's been involved in this closed country for 8 years, teamed up with Equip to teach principles of prayer and leadership, training that will help build and strengthen their ministry efforts. The church inside this nation is growing rapidly. Most of the attendees who lead multiple house churches are less than 2 years old in their faith. Pray for their safety. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of Chuck Swindoll's book, The Darkness and the Dawn, a gift from Transworld Radio, call 1-800-995-4828. This book can be a great witnessing tool. It uses everyday language to help people understand the atoning work of Jesus Christ. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.